Braden Brown now joined by Patrick Gardner, Lebo girls basketball coach. Unfortunately, they fell Monday night in our area game of the week to Elyria Christian. Coach, those that may have missed the contest on the radio or weren't there in person, can you walk him through some of the key moments?
Well, we started slow. I say we started slow. We came out of the gates just really not playing, you know, real well to start with. Thought we kind of struggled to handle the ball early. And then got up there to end the first quarter by five, and then second quarter did not handle the ball very well, ended up down by one at half, ended up missed several stretches in the third quarter where we could have, I thought, taken control of the game, missed a lot of point-blank layups, open shots, still down by one. And then they went on a pretty big they got, I think, an 8-0 run on us in the fourth, and we just weren't able to recover. Again, missed some key shots, key turnovers, some key plays defensively that just really hurt us. And unfortunately, that's just kind of the way it goes. When you're in postseason basketball, you don't like to have a loss like this at that time because there's no chance to get back in tomorrow. But I was very happy with the way the season went for us. We didn't like the outcome, unfortunately.
For sure. And I know from our conversations, for you guys to be successful, you're trying to keep teams, in that 30s, even 20 points per game, and, a team getting 44 on you. It's kind of tough for you guys to have that offensive firepower.
It is. They hit two big threes, or three of them, actually, in the second half that, just were uncharacteristic of them, honestly. So there's 9 points that were just thrown up there. And then with the size that they had inside on us, and then they got to the foul line about, I think, 18 or 20 times, ended up making, about 85% of those free throws, which, again, when it's your night, it's your night. It's contagious. That rim just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and that was definitely the case with them. And ours just kept getting smaller and smaller, and we didn't capitalize on the opportunities we had, which we should have got early. And unfortunately, then when we're scrambling late, that's just not how we're built, and we're just not built to do something like that. And we had talked about that a lot throughout the year, and unfortunately, we were able to do it for a majority of the year, but last Monday night, we just weren't able to.
Strong regular season for the Lebo Lady Wolves, as we're chatting with Patrick Gardner here. Coach, is there a certain moment from the season that's going to stick with you and be like your favorite moment from the year, something you were really proud of?
Yeah, I mean, I think watching our team come together, throughout the whole season was just great. I thought everybody, as a coach, I think most people think, well, your best team or your favorite team you coach has got to be your, 25-1 team, or it's got to be your 23-2 team that had this player on it or something like that. And, while that very well would be true, seeing a group that doesn't have a score or average over, 10 points a game come together and do what they did this year, I mean, that's truly, in my opinion, what a team's about. And as a coach, you want to be able to see and have collectively come together and do. So it was definitely a fun year to be able to do that. I'd say, probably our win at Eureka or win at Jayhawkland, but Eureka was pretty sweet. And I think that had that sub-state, first round state feel, getting an opportunity to go in there, knowing that you're the underdog and knocking off a team that hadn't been beat all year. This team did that twice. And so those moments were pretty special. And I think going to Mission Valley and winning as big as we did there and shooting the ball finally well was good too. So there's a lot of good memories, and those are the things we need to hang on. It's going to come to an end eventually anyways. This team is definitely not going to be remembered just for that loss. I think they're going to be remembered for the 18-7 record after losing 90% of your scoring the year before, and what they were able to do collectively as a unit. And so I'm very proud of this group.
Definitely, you guys had some huge wins throughout the regular season. Coach, spring sports already getting at it. I'm sure the girls have already transitioned away from basketball to get ready for those spring sports. But what is, you know, I'm sure not much basketball work the next couple of months, but you'll get back in the gym with them over the summer with some open gyms and maybe some different camps and tournaments.
Yeah, for sure. So their schedule, it's kind of been the same for a while now. You know, they'll get into these spring sports, transition into softball and track and the swimming as well, too. And I think, you know, for them, it's always, they'll get started beginning of June. You know, luckily we have a couple of these tournaments. June is very heavy for girls basketball at Lebo. They'll have, you know, they'll have their 1A, 2A, and then they'll have their summer league. And then also the Battle and B game that they put on. It's very, you know, so they'll get 18 games in the month of June, which I think has made us successful, regardless of how we finish. And so I think continuous with that. And, you know, some of them will play on some other teams throughout. But, you know, Lebo basketball is in a good place, and they got a lot of girls coming. And so it's going to be a really fun place to be able to, you know, see success. And they're not going away anytime soon, I can promise you that.
Patrick, we appreciate the time today, and we also appreciate your time all season long and joining us here on our Coach's Corner program.
Yeah, I also want to make sure and thank our sponsors. You know, they're always there all year long for us. Also, our fans, just incredible. We had a great turnout on Monday night. Obviously, it wasn't the outcome we wanted, but appreciate their support and the communities all year long. They stayed with us, so.
That's going to do it for today's Coach's Corner on KVOE, sponsored by Miller Granite Memorials, MT Networks, and Grimmett Construction.